Thanks for joining us this Sunday morning. I'm Jerry Kenny. Today on WISO Weekend, Conrad Balliet speaks to poet Kathy Austin, a Yellow Springs native now living in Dayton. Austin says she's been writing poetry since she learned to read and write.
I remember going to my father's bookcase, and he was an educator, so he had a lot of books. And I found one of his college poetry anthologies. Yes, I was reading Longfellow and Robert Frost.
And did you start writing in their styles?
No, not really. I started writing, but I pretty much had my own style at that time.
Way back at 8.
Yes.
And how do you describe that style?
It was free verse, and it had certain themes. I was really attracted to nature, especially as a child, and I still write poems about nature now. I'm also interested in spiritual poems and relationships and travel.
You find the allusions to nature fascinating. Do you have an example of your own poetry about nature?
Yes, I brought a poem called Deer, and it was written when we were out in Montana. And I felt very close to nature there, and I wanted to be one with nature. So this poem is about that. From the cabin, I can see two deer on the curved ridge. With heads down, they could be a mirror outcrop of the brown hill above a deep patch of snow, a bump, a brown silhouette. But their heads raise often, look forward, behind, watchful. Yesterday I saw large cat prints in fresh snow nearby. Still, I want to be with them on that ridge, a thin, graceful body against an infinite sky. But the mercury hovers near the bulb, and even with the bulky warmth of winter coat, the clunky boots, padded gloves, and hood, even if I hefted myself up the steep hill, I'd hardly belong up there, would never arc and run quickly enough from the leap.
Lovely. Now, do most of your poems come to you by inspiration, or is there a lot of sweat equity in what you do?
They usually come from inspiration. It can be a memory or a word or a phrase or something that I saw that day. I have several poems based on the travel that I've taken over my lifetime. One of them is from Ireland. It's called Passport Photo. In the tiny strip of prints, I am barely there. Square after square, just a thin outline of me. The woman clips the only good one for the passport. There I am for the next 10 years, smiling, bug-eyed, ready for anything. Later, in the Shannon airport, I whip it out. A customs agent stamps a page, and suddenly I am in Ireland, surrounded by a sea of redheads, brilliant green stone-lined pastures, wave-washed cliffs, rocky crags littered with sheep. And there I am, sitting in a crowded pub, with my faintly Irish nose, listening to a rosy-cheeked lass singing "O Danny Boy" as she plays her Irish harp. A beaming old woman, bent and gray, jumps up to dance the Irish quick step, everyone clapping, while just outside a castle wall standing for centuries, stone to stone, waits silently in darkness as forgotten ancestors dancing along stir the trees in the woods behind.
Oh, I don't know if it's possible to get homesick for somewhere that isn't your home. It's wonderful description and wonderful memories for me. Thanks for sharing that one. And you said memory is also a source of your poetry.
Oh, definitely. I have a number of poems based on memory. One of them is called Hiding. This was something that I wrote based on a memory from childhood because I was an only child. And sometimes I just needed to get away from my friends and be by myself. Several years out of the womb, I was still choosing places to hide, slipping into a linen closet I made my own, crouching in the dark as I wrote notes to myself when I grew old enough to spell, and tucked them into a crack of the darkened wall, or picked a more unlikely place to hide, unobstructed, full sun, the middle of a sweet clover prairie behind my house, tall enough to hide me in if I scooted down to eye level with the bees busy picking pollen. Friends called and called, but I sat there as silent as the grass.
Well, I'm glad you have come out of hiding and have been willing to talk on the air about your poetry and your experiences. I find a lot of very moving things that touch me at a personal level, and that's a good thing for a poet to do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy Austin.
April is Poetry Month, and Saturday, April 20th at the Dayton Public Library, you can meet Conrad Balliot and other local poets.